Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What if I told you that we are witnessing the entire legacy media complex surrendering in real time? It's not an exaggeration. For the first time in modern history, legacy media outlets and individual anchors who spent years demonizing conservatives are now issuing desperate apologies. But make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video, because I'm going to show you what they're not telling you, what these feckless and feigned apologies are desperately trying to hide. And for the legacy media, it's only going to get worse. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you're making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat each and every day on how you're changing the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, I do have a big announcement. We got a little surprise for everyone. I've started a brand new channel. That's right. If you're looking for clear, powerful insights to make sense of the world around us in just about 60 seconds or so, well, check out our brand new Turley Clips channel. These are short, inspiring takes that'll help you think clearly so you can live courageously, rooted in timeless truths and hopeful trends. And I would really appreciate it if you would go on over there to subscribe and share it with your friends. Just click on the link below or search Turley Clips on YouTube and be sure to subscribe so you're always grounded and always ready. All right, let's dive right in here, gang. The legacy media is in shock. Everywhere they turn, they're getting fired. And they do not know how to comprehend this. The legacy media has always prided itself as being above the fray, untouchable, beyond reproach, unimpeachable. But now, in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination, they're finding their entire media apparatus collapsing. And again, I'm not even being remotely hyperbolic. It all started with the firing of the ultra-repulsive senior political commentator Matthew Dowd of MSNBC after he had the gall to say this.
But following up on what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful action.
Now, again, keep in mind, he was saying that literally minutes after Charlie was shot. There was no sense of basic human decency in the least coming from that venomous, vile mouth. And what he just said there was so obviously out of line with basic humanity that the executives at Comcast, which shamelessly owns MSNBC, not only fired his ass, but they had to release a public apology for how their rabid woke leftist staff covered Charlie's assassination. But the firings didn't stop there. The Washington Post fired an ultra woke nut, Karen Atiyah, after she purposely and deliberately misquoted Charlie to make him look like a racist. And of course, what is she doing now? Oh, she's blaming racism. Of course, she's accusing the Washington Post, the ultra left Washington Post, of being racist. Matthew Dodd's doing something comparable. He's accusing MSNBC of caving to the ultra-right, to the far-right. MSNBC is caving to the far-right. You can't make this hysteria up. And now to make things even worse, we're now getting word it was just announced today. President Trump is suing the New York Times for $15 billion for defamation. Right, he won a settlement with ABC. He won a huge payout with CBS. Now he's coming for the slimes at the New York Times. And so it's no coincidence that the ladies at The View are sounding very, very nervous in all of this, with the ultra-woke Whoopi Goldberg issuing what can only be described as an uncharacteristically conciliar tone in her appeal for healing in the wake of Charlie's assassination. I'm not going to play it for you because I'm not going to waste your time with her blathering idiocy. You only have to know that she and her fellow ilk are scared to death. They're panicked. They are seeing a massive supermajority, a giant rising up all across the nation from the ashes of the legacy media's shattered credibility. Take a look at some of these numbers. When you combine all of Charlie's and Turning Point USA social media platforms in the last 4 days, gang, look at this. These accounts have gained over 23 million followers in literally hours. Charlie's Instagram gained over 5 million. His beautiful wife Erica's Instagram gained nearly 5 million. Turning Point's Instagram now has nearly 6 million followers. Charlie's Facebook gained over 3 million followers, as did Turning Point USA's Facebook. In addition, Turning Point USA received, I kid you not, over 37,000 applications to start new campus chapters in just 48 hours. I know, I saw one of them. One of them came to me from a wonderful influencer, political influencer out in Hungary. He wants to start a chapter of TPUSA, or Turning Point, in Hungary. Now, to put this in perspective, the TPUSA currently has 900 college chapters and 1,200 high school chapters. So this surge could expand their reach by 20x. I mean, this is a love and a support and an outpouring the likes of which the legacy media had no idea of this time last Wednesday. They literally were clueless when it came to the impact that Charlie was making in our nation and around the world. And now they are utterly stupefied by how their pathetic propagandistic nonsense is being resoundingly rejected en masse across the country. There is an uprising the likes of which the legacy media never imagined. And I've got to say, we've long been advocates on this channel that part of that uprising against an establishment so determined to undermine everything we hold dear is a renewed commitment to taking care of our health. We cannot save our country if we don't first take measures to save our own well-being, especially when it comes to operating at our peak mental clarity. Now, if you don't know, if you've ever wondered why your brain often feels cloudy, even when you're eating clean and exercising, our good friends over at the Wellness Company want you to know that it might not be burnout. It could actually be parasites. Now, groundbreaking research from Dr. Alan McDonald revealed a direct link between chronic parasitic infections and neurological diseases like multiple sclerosis. These parasites can cause inflammation, nerve damage, and long-term cognitive decline. Think about it. If we're going to fight this cultural battle effectively, we need our minds sharp as razors. That's why you need to do a full body cleanse at least once a year. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you about the Wellness Company's solution. Their ivermectin and mebendazole combination. It's the gold standard parasite solution now combined in one cleanse combo designed to eliminate harmful invaders and support your immune system naturally. Medical grade, not some trendy herbal gimmicks. All you got to do is just fill out a quick intake form and get a 3-month supply shipped straight to your door. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life now. Head on over to twc.health/Turley and use code Turley to save $90 off plus free shipping. Click on that link below and cleanse your body today. No one, and I mean no one, skewered the legacy media in the wake of Charlie's assassination more powerfully, more passionately, more persuasively than Fox News's Greg Gutfeld speaking to his liberal co-host, Jessica Tarloff.
I understand why people are saying, what about this and what about this? Because if you have to face the underlying fact to this, your life is going to fall apart because you're going to realize you're not the good guys. If you sat around and you defended the mutilation of children, you're not the good guys. If you sat 600, 700 cases of harassment against Republicans and you said, but what about this? What about this? And then you see this murder after calling somebody a fascist, you realize maybe I'm not the good guy. That is a hell of a realization to deal with. So therefore, you have to grasp at rationalizations. You don't have to do that, Jessica. They do. I don't believe you're part of that group, but why the hell do you have to mimic and echo that crap to us? He was a patsy. That guy was a patsy. He was under the hypnotic spell of a direct-to-consumer nihilism, the trans cult, and you know that. If you can decide that biology is false, you can agree that murder is okay and that humanity is expendable. How you cannot see that alone and see that for what the evil it is without having to attach all of these other things is beyond me.
I just want to be clear and I want to let people speak. I in no way intended at all to minimize what happened to Charlie. I was horrified by it. I have not been on the five
since
then.
But the two sides argument, it's like pig Latin to a duck.
No. All that I was saying is could we have all of the information before you just say they did this? Because that is a broad brush to paint with this. And this kid
Let's
does
have
seem...
a conversation.
No.
Charlie had a conversation. He got shot.
I'm sorry, Jessica.
You weren't here for a week. You came in here and it's cold. And I'm sorry, but this is a story that is immune to news cycles. It's immune to rationalizations. It's immune to bias. This thing is with us for good. And we all have to deal with that. So that means we can't live by the same arguments that you might be reading about relativism among the media. We can't deal with those stories. It doesn't matter. The media is dead to us on the story. They built this thing up. We're dealing with it. We're going to act. We don't care what the whataboutism is anymore. That shit's dead.
Now, seriously, that was one of the single best, most morally clear monologues I think I've ever heard. And that's the key to all of this. The absolute moral clarity on the right. Those of us on the side of Charlie. We have absolute and total moral clarity on this issue. There's no both sides whataboutism here. We will not by any stretch of the imagination agree to accept part of the responsibility for what happened to Charlie. Especially after the woke left spent years calling us Nazis and fascists and getting away with it. With all kinds of acts of violence against conservatives and law-abiding citizens with impunity. No. There is no way in hell that we would ever even think of acquiescing to such a sick and demonic demand on the part of the dying legacy media that we at least take some partial accountability for what happened to him. And they know it. They know that we are operating here with a moral clarity that, frankly, the right has never seen before. The legacy media senses it. They're beginning to realize, to their horror, that this is our Braveheart moment. This is our Patriot moment. This is our John Wick moment, all rolled up into one. That's why we're starting to see all of these firings. And again, it's not just the legacy media. That was the first one. The ultra-woke nut at MSNBC. He was just the first. We talked about this in our video yesterday. The aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination has triggered the largest coordinated firing spree in American history. All across the nation, the most horrid, disgraceful, repulsive people on the planet who reveled in Charlie's murder are all being terminated. And the number continues to climb by the hour. The cultural shift is undeniable. Americans across the political spectrum are rejecting the ultra-leftist toxic environment that made something like Charlie's assassination feel inevitable. That assassination and the vitriolic celebration by left-wing monsters on social media that followed finally showed moderate Americans what conservatives have been warning about for years. And the result? A political realignment that could define the next generation. The legacy media is slowly but surely realizing that their years-long strategy of demonizing conservatives and patriotic Americans has backfired catastrophically. They created a monster they can no longer control, and now they are desperately trying to stuff it back in the box before it destroys what crumbs of credibility they have left. The surge in TPUSA applications, the media's desperate apologies, and the cultural awakening among young Americans all point to the same conclusion. Charlie Kirk accomplished in death more than he or any of us could have ever imagined achieving in life. His legacy isn't just the organization he built or the debates he won. It's the moment when millions of Americans saw the political left with their masks completely pulled off. And they were disgusted by what they witnessed. By contrast, they see the life and the legacy of Charlie. And they are in awe. The evildoers who silenced Charlie Kirk thought they were ending a movement. Instead, they just guaranteed it will live and flourish forever. Over to you. Let me know what you guys think. You're the ones who are changing the world, after all. Have we finally buried the legacy media? Are they now officially done? Let me know what you think in the comments section below. And do not forget to click on that link below and get a 3-month supply of the Wellness Company's Parasite Cleanse. That's their ivermectin and mebendazole combination shipped straight to your door. Maha is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best and patriotic life right now. Click on that link below and cleanse your body today. I love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.